just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
Ish, you might ask Miss or Mr. It's Musish. Hey, hi, it's me, your host, Kron Fused, aka Julie B, aka Silly Vanilli, aka the host of Musish. I think I mentioned that. I think you know what this is, who we are, what's going on. Super excited to be here with you, as usual, as always. As Lacey Mosby says, if you're someone who, like me, is addicted to podcasts, and maybe you listen to Scam Goddess Podcast, maybe you've clocked that in the last few episodes I have used Song Exploder as some source material, some found sounds. And today, I'm also going to be ripping off their concept entirely. I was lucky enough to have a friend kind of put a call out asking if people wanted to play his new song. And I was like, heck yes. Friend, oh, sorry if you just heard me burp there. That's embarrassing. Terrible radio. Even worse that I didn't cut this out. And I'm in charge of editing. Wild. Anyway, this friend put this call out on the internet. I responded, and I was lucky to also get him to include a little voice memo of some of the inspiration of this song. So I decided to base a whole episode around loopers, something both him and I are. If you didn't know, a lot of this song is produced through my loop station. I don't really talk about my gear very much. I don't know if people would find it that interesting. I use a combination of a Boss RC-505 loop station and an H1N Zoom microphone, as well as some other bleeps and blooping type devices, including a Zoom Arc, a Chaos Pad, and an iPad. That's what I use to produce the whole show, to produce all my music, to make music videos, to basically be an artist. And One of the coolest pieces of gear I truly have is the RC-505. I kind of, in my mind, liken it to what the electric guitar must have been like back in the day, which is to say so many people use it so differently in so many different ways. I'm going to try and highlight a bunch of them here today, but I also want to talk about them, so I don't know how many I'll fit into the full hour, because as a looper, I do want to selfishly improvise, at least at the end, maybe not in the middle, but we're going to get right into it right quick. And why not start off with the actual song that inspired it all? This is Any New Moment, ENM, by Ken Zeno. You can find it on Spotify and all streaming platforms. And I think I might just let him tell you what it's about. I could reflect very deeply on a lot of what he's saying. I've been engaged in ethical non-monogamy for, like, I guess 5 or 6 years now in one way or another. Not all the time, not every year or every month, but in a, like I said, in as ethical way as possible. And yeah, a lot of it is communications and feelings, and I think he captures that very well. And I think the song itself is a really wonderful throwback to the 90s, kind of like, you know, Chemical Brothers, Savage Garden, electro alt rock sound, and I really like it. I really enjoy Ken Zeno's sound. I really like how he incorporates improvisation into his writing, but he also, like, will go back and produce it and add all these rich layers. And I think if you're a fan of this show, you'll really be a fan of his. So I will stop talking. I'll let him tell you about his song. We'll listen to that song, some more music, and I will talk even more. Maybe you'll get sick of me just in time to hear more music, and you'll stick around, and we'll be here together on CITR 101.9 Radio Discorder. That's what it is. You know, you're here with me for Musish. Okay, here we go. It's the show.
What's up, Mom and Dad? Hey, my name is Ken Zeno, and I'm a live looper and a musician living here in Vancouver, BC, and I got this new song called Each New Moment, which is about ethical non-monogamy and the struggles that come with living this lifestyle. For people that don't know what ethical non-monogamy is, it is a broad term that encompasses any form of relationship, romantic or sexual, that doesn't take the form of an exclusive monogamous relationship between two people. This song essentially encompasses my experiences that I've had with different E&M configurations over the years. I came up with the main chorus hook of the song in the shower, right? Who does that? While I was figuring out what I was feeling with this partner that I was seeing at the time, and after a week or a month or so from just like chuckling about just that line that I came up with, I was like, I should put this into a song. And because, you know, you're not the only one that's probably felt this way in the world. So writing it was interesting, since I usually don't have much words in my songs. I do like my beats, and it was a very cathartic experience. I then asked my friend Karina to step in with vocals here to really brighten up the choruses and give it that different perspective of the whole E&M experience. And boom, yeah, a new song about open relationships and stuff. I was originally going to release it on my EP that will be out this spring, but I figured it just made more sense to release it for Valentine's Day, which was just on Sunday, I think. So yeah, this song is about the growing pains and lessons that come with learning how to navigate your emotions, your partner's emotions, all while figuring out what a relationship means to you and your life. Each new moment comes with an honest sense of experiencing how far you can push yourself with love, life, and emotions, because it's a struggle, right? And that's kind of what the song is just about, just the struggle. And because you are the songwriter, producer of your own life, create it how you want to create it. Just promise me that you're going to make it into a banger that you will enjoy. And in saying that, I hope you enjoy each new moment.
Bother, feel your doubt and spit that out. Fuck your birds and bees, they're different species. Us humans be better of our monkeys. Have you ever heard one say with ease
that I really need to hang out with my
girlfriend?
Oh, solitaire. Chacun dans ses habitudes, chacun avec ses certitudes. Et l'amour est la pire des solitudes. Quand l'univers m'indiffère, quand j'ai plus envie de rien faire, quand la vie m'endort comme un somnifère, j'ai inventé la formule qui vaut mieux que toutes les pilules, même si ça me donne l'air d'une somnambule.
Je danse dans ma tête. Danse dans ma tête.
Just sit right there. I'll tell you how they came a prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-balls out to the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got a one-liter fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your eyes." auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, license plate said fresh, it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, you're home to Bel Air. I pulled up to a house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "You're home, spy you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there. I can sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Speaking of like your setup and other people that do it, you've probably heard of DubFX, right?
Oh, for sure.
Would you consider him to be sort of on the same type of doing the same type of thing, or?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, because he's looping and he's beatboxing and singing, but he's actually very different from me in terms of, I guess, his approach to music making, because he tends to go for the standard singer-songwriter model of song composition and then performance. Mm. And his improvisation tends not to feature all that much in his shows, from what I understand. I might be wrong about that, but the last time I spoke to him, I think that's where we got to when we were kind of talking about the differences in our approach, that he likes to perform songs. And he's actually kind of moving away from the one man on a looper vibe and going more for some pre-recorded stuff and stuff that isn't looping at all, kind of triggering samples. And his music is informed by a lot of the same things that mine is, I guess, when it's like sort of dub-wise stuff and drum and bass and things like that. But I can get much more on like a sort of improvised techno tip quite easily. And I tend to improvise everything anyway. And I tend to inject lots of comedy into what I do. And I actively seek out ways to do that better. But I think what DubFX does is he's less concerned about whether or not it's all created in the moment and more just concerned about making the music that he has in his head. Mm. So not necessarily, I wouldn't put him in the same category of lunatic that me and Jamie Liddell and Tim Exile are
and
in.
Would you put Reggie Watts in that category of lunatic?
I would. Yeah. And Marc Rebier as well. It's this kind of this like obsession with improvisation is fairly rare to find, because most people that have like, you know, got a career in music, it's because they rehearse their shit and they play well and they've rehearsed it. So it's quite dumb to just venture out on stage with no idea of what you're going to do. But I'm addicted to it. I've always been addicted to that, to not knowing what I'm going to do is such a... I prefer that feeling of terror that just fucking puts a rod up my ass to be like, just fucking, you better do some shit. It better be dope every second that you're doing it. And it's like riding a roller coaster when you're doing that kind of stuff. But for me, that's better than the feeling of like doing some shit that I've rehearsed, because I always have this nagging thing in my head being like, am I really in this? Am I really like, am I phoning this in?
Hey, hi, it's me, Confused. Just cutting in here to say I, too, am that kind of lunatic. If you've been listening to the show, you know that a lot of what I do is improv. If you follow me at all, you know that I am addicted to what I call musical skydiving. So the fact that he, Beardy Man, who was just speaking and whose song you heard just before that, likens it to roller coaster riding, which I am too scared to do. Oddly enough, like I ride them because my friends and my husband like them, but I am a wuss. But going up on stage with no plan, no net, that's my kind of terror. Before all of that, you heard from some truly inspirational people to me, all who are loopers as well. We had Naga, who also goes by Casey Koizen, visual, multimedia, musical, sound, sculpting, art master of many types. We also had Pixic, a sister duo, also from the NWT. Well, I don't think Casey's technically from the NWT, and maybe they aren't either, but that's where I know them from. I went to the same high school as one of these two sisters. They use throat singing and looping and storytelling and electronic sampling and production to create incredible, surreal soundscapes and stories, and it's a sight to behold. We also had Scribbly Doodle, one of the cleverest, most inventive, hardworking people in the Vancouver music scene, doing his shot for shot, you know, sound for sound, bottle beatbox looping cover of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme. If you haven't seen the video on YouTube, check it out. It's amazing. Just search Scribbly Doodle. I'm sure you will find it. And yeah, we also had Beardy Man, who I mentioned, and who I mentioned has that same affinity for improvisation as I do. One thing I didn't mention about the fantastic Naga is that he actually gave me my first loop pedal. I think I've mentioned it on an earlier show in the talk of my gear and also in my getting Kenzino's song name wrong, just for the record. It's actually Each New Moment, not Every New Moment. I am so sorry about that. As usual, getting most things wrong on the show. But Casey Naga gave me the first loop pedal I ever used. I started out with just microphone, loop pedal, voice, and the thing eventually was, you know, I think it was second hand when he got it, so third hand when I got it. Eventually just my what I needed to do sort of surpassed what this thing could do. And when I upgraded that, I added more gear and more, and so that's the current setup I'm at now. And I think that's how it goes for most loopers. And speaking of more or most loopers, another artist that played just then, I forgot to mention, was Orange Orange, probably the first people I saw using a loop pedal. They're a French-Canadian duo. At one point, they also came up to Yellowknife to play in the Snow King Castle. Super intensely awesome experience. Technically, I guess my first rave as well. Yeah, definitely my first rave. Fantastic time, fantastic duo. They even got like members of the audience to beatbox and loop. And you know I was one of them. And you know I did a terrible job beatboxing. I learned how to beatbox in band camp. And I was not good at it, but I enjoyed it. I had a great time. Moving right along, we're going to play some of the people that Beardy Man mentioned in the Mr. Bill podcast. We've got Reggie Watts. We've got Marc Ribier, and we've got Dub Effects all coming up next. And then we have a bunch of fantastic local, or at least local to BC, artists. We've got Mark Woodyard with Matt Damon. We have Philbo with his song Talked Lately. And we have Jody B and Rachel Geek and their song Stay Focused. And then I'll hit you up at the end, tell you a little bit about them and about any other artists I play, and sneak in a quick little improv. And I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying well. And whatever territories you're enjoying, I hope you know their history. I myself am on the unceded ancestral and current lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, unceded since time in memoriam. And, if you're wondering what that means, look up nativeland.com. I think it's native-land.ca, actually. Look up the territory you're on. Look up its history. Maybe also quickly search into the Instagram or the Google's Braided Warriors. Send them a little financial help. I know that they've been doing blockades in the city trying to get their members free from jail, out on bail, and to get their lands protected. So, yeah, be aware. Be cognizant of where you play, where you live, and be grateful that you can, even if it's with fraught circumstances or fraught history. And on that note, let's get in to some new history, some new things, some spontaneous things, some looping, some Reggie Watts here on Musish with me, Confused.
I don't know. Okay, this is it for real. Sorry, this is it. Here you go. Okay, here we go.
Sucking it and fucking it and working it and popping my hand up in your motherfucking body, then I
Come here, baby, while I'm sucking on and making out with your whole body. I'm tweaking on your body, tweaking on your nipples, baby. Yo, it's hotter than I anticipated. It's getting better all the time now. You make me tingle, make me sweat, baby. Make me do it, make me, you're the best. I'ma tell you how to
work it, baby, harder, faster, slower, bigger, faster, slower. Now I do it wider, up or down or lower, baby. You know I'm gonna fuck you, I'm gonna
fuck you tonight.
Work my body with your body when you do it. Put our bodies all together, now we're working, now we're working, now we're fuck it, baby, no, we get it on, get it in, get it long, get it. You know I work the body with the
fucking tonight.
You know I work it, never stop working it. I'm gonna tickle it, work it, baby, when I'm fucking you. Oh, baby, now I'm fucking you, I'm fucking you.
You're fucking me, I like it when you're fucking me. Your body's on my body, now we're fucking each other. And now it's combination, fucking baby, do it the other way. Turn it all around, flip it upside down. I'm working you, I'm working you, I'm working you. You working me, we working all together on your body. And now I'm making you come, I'm making you feel it, making you done. Make you sleep, have a cigarette, wash, rinse, repeat. You're coming cause it's mine forever. Yo, rewind on a do it again, god damn it, do it.
It's a good night for the birds and the bees. Do you see the sunlight coming through the trees?
It's a good night for the birds and the bees. Do you see the sunlight coming through the trees? Here we're feeling good vibes, singing in harmony.
And take it to another level.
We'll be riding on the bass,
on the mids,
on the treble.
Make it hot, fresh, dubby style, Lee on the mic.
Oh, we be rocking in the middle of the street late at night.
No rehearsals needed.
We rock a stage show.
Cause we surf up on the rhythm
and we move with the flow.
How's the vibe inside?
I'm feeling quite alright.
Yo, let's pick up the pace
and keep it rocking all night. No need for fucking man.
No need for care.
Ain't no the party's getting started.
So hold it right there. Just step up, step up.
To the double time rhythm.
Bring it back. The old school vibes.
We'll be singing cause it feels so good
to be here with my brothers as we mash the tune from a style to another. So bounce, bounce
up and down to the beat.
Let the rhythm take control.
Up your hands and your feet.
From the north
to the south,
to the east,
to the west, we do what we do
and we feel so blessed.
For the life we are living,
it keeps us driven
to feed off the energy and love you were given.
We're not on your radio or TV set,
but you can find us on the street
or on the internet.
Cause the industry
is going down the drain,
and the tunes that they shut down my ears hurt my brain.
We know they pay big money just for radio play,
so they end up in the
someone keep you and others healthy?
By staying home if you're unwell.
If possible, please wear a face covering while transit. Practice good hygiene.
By washing your hands frequently and avoid eating and drinking on trains and in stations.
Thank you for your cooperation. The next train to depart is for Richmond Greenhouse.
You better break bread or forget it. It's the sediment that took the course ahead of this. It's elegant. The element is desolate and desperate and definite. Looking for a new day or a new brain. Get you caught up in the middle when you complain. Out of this place, you better not get caught up in the ripple.
Stay focused.
Don't lose yourself. Caught up in all of this.
trips away. Can't keep track of my thoughts on the page. No respect till I get paid. Having trouble keeping up, I'm keeping up. And judge myself right next to you. Not my best, feel envy too. Like me, follow me, love me, hate me. Break my art so I can't see. Break my heart so I can't breathe. Hate this part, now I can't read. Stay clear, stay sane. Master thought, master pain. Control the mind, locking the mission. Focus the heart, now intuition. Trust silence, trust today. Follow your breath, the only way.
Stay focused. Keep your head on the track.
You know I had my job in.
No losing sleep.
Caught up in all the days growing.
Keep your head on the track.
Just wanna be more focused.
No losing sleep.
In order to achieve, you gotta fall down first, and in order to feel, you gotta appreciate the worst.
And these are the times that you grow before you move, and these are the times that you give up on only you. And the souls of the crowd pours fuel on affirmation. Applause to the courage, the brave, the motivation.
Yeah, don't get stuck on the pay
or the struggle or the balance working minimum wage.
Outro and goodbye. That last artist you heard, that little blip, was Madison McFerrin's re-intro. Right. I super suggest you go check out her full latest album, You Plus I, You and I. She's an incredible looper, one of my consummate inspirations, and her voice is just one of the strongest in the game right now, in my complete opinion. And just the way she harmonizes with herself, the melody she comes up with, all of it is just so beautiful. And she has a lot of a cappella stuff, a lot of really amazing, rich, deep songs with just her voice, and some with a little more production too, which is really beautiful. So yeah, just a reminder that this song today was all loopers, all different people using different loop pedals, mostly the RC-505, to create tons and tons and tons and tons of different music in different genres. So if you liked any of it, please check the show notes. And I hope you enjoy this outro that I'm cooking up for you. As always, if you have songs you'd like to hear on the show, ideas for things you'd like me to turn into a song, voice memos, things about how your day was, maybe thoughts about this show, please send them to cronfused@gmail.com. That is CHRONFUSED @gmail.com. And very good chance it'll get on the show, because that's just how I roll. All right. You hear the jar shaking in the background. I'm going to pick from it. We're going to make a song. And then you're going to go about your day, hopefully happier, high kicking, and being cool. All right. Here we go. Thank you for listening to me, Cronfused, on Musish, here on 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio. Okay, bye. Actually, never mind, I don't want to run out of time. Let's just make it up on the spot and hope that it's not terrible. Hope that it's something we all wanted to hear. Shall we? Okay, let's do that.
Dave Radio.